السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, hope you are in the best of health this morning. And Allah Ta'ala, your program last night was excellent and the Ummah has benefited tremendously. Allah Ta'ala give you a long life full of afiyat and prosperity. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. آمين آمين آمين. To all the wonderful, beautiful du'as and supplications, we say assalamu alaikum to our technicians, Dawood Mota, Zakaria Mota. Thank you very much to our brother Bonface, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, requested to make special dua for our brother Junaid Mukan. Junaid Mota is not well. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him complete shifa'i kamil ajil mustamir. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect him from all type in kulli su'in makruh and all type of diseases, sicknesses, and Allah grant him shifa'i kamil. Similarly with all those brothers, children, women and children who are ill, and seek Allah Jalla wa Ala grant everyone shifa'i kamil. We all should try and give out some charity for all the people who are ill and sick. In that way, they all met Allah Jalla wa Ala will make it easy for them. We should be the ones to practice on the hadith that is mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Da'u marudakum bis sadaqah. That give out charity on behalf of those people who are your friends, family, whether we know them, don't know them. We give out some charity, cash or kind to anybody, Muslim or non-Muslim, and all may Allah Jalla wa Ala will grant them shifa'i kamil, complete speedy recovery. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Muharram 1446 and it is known as Yom Ashura, the day of Ashura. We all should be fasting today. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us tawfiq and do so for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Those of us who are fasting, yeah, in Durban you have 2-3 minutes left or so. So take your date, take your water and try and make your niyat, everything now immediately. Those of us in Gauteng and other regions, we have 6, 7, 8 minutes left. So inshallah, we should also start wrapping up now. And remember, read abundant istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. So all might Allah loves it. At suhoor time, sahri time, the pre-dawn time, when we read astaghfirullah, we beg all might Allah azza wa jalla for forgiveness during these special moments. In two different places, all might Allah has mentioned it. وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The pious people are those that at suhoor time, sahri time, the pre-dawn time, so remember that they're begging and beseeching and imploring and asking Almighty Allah for forgiveness. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَارِ. And they keep on asking Almighty Allah for forgiveness during these precious moments. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 59, 60 and 61. All Mighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that for the people entering Jannah and Paradise, the message is given, Salamun. You have received peace, eternal peace and peace forever. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Qawlam min Rabbi Rahim. This is a special message for you. The people entering Jannah and Paradise from your Rabb, from all Mighty Allah, who is very, very merciful. But what happens to the non-Muslims who are sane, who are mature, and they made their decision, and now they are dispatched to Jahannam and Hellfire? That is the justice system of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verse number 59. Almighty Allah states, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. O you criminals, O you non-Muslims, that you move one side, how dare you mingle and associate with the believers who study the manaqib, the virtues, the merits of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. And one whole night he read this verse, and the entire night he was crying, Ya Allah, which side will I be? Will we be among the mu'mineen or the mujrimeen, the criminals? Me and you read it in 5-10 seconds. We might just explain the meaning and then we continue with life. So remember, these were the people, the Quran Sharif entered the inner recesses of their heart, and then they had the great worry and concern, what will happen to us? This was Ghayatul Taqwa, the extreme taqwa, piety they had, and connection with Almighty Allah, and the love for Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the family and household of Nabi Alayhi Salaam, and the beloved Sahaba and Awliyaullah. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh, you criminals, stand one side. You cannot mingle and associate with the Muslims and the true believers. Allah is posing a rhetorical question. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ. What? Did I not take a pledge and covenant from you? Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, O progeny of Adam, from every one of us, Allah ta'budu shaitan. You should not be worshipping Satan, Lucifer, shaitan. So all these systems we see nowadays, your apartheid, whether it be in India or Israel or any other country, or whether it is democracy in America or Europe, or whether it is capitalism throughout the world, whether it is Zionism in apartheid, terrorist, Nazi, Israel, whether it is secularism which is now going throughout the whole world. So all these are the agents and systems of Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan. Allah ta'budu Shaitan. Do not worship Satan. Worshipping Satan, Shaitan does not mean it's confined to idol worship and so forth. All these systems that are mentioned are the different manifestations of the satanic system, and therefore you see the world is so crazy. One moron gets the extra hole in his ear and Donald has to duck. The whole world then carries there. But the 200,000 people martyred, murdered by the enemies of humanity, war criminals, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity by the Jutlas, the cursed nation, the swines and the monkeys, all Mighty Allah made them as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. So that genocide, all will be pushed to the back pages of the newspaper, to the margins. Remember that. That is the world today. What mayhem, what chaos. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Verily, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, and his agents. Remember, agents in human being form and jinn form. شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. You get Satan's agents in human form and jinn form, we can't see them, and they give wonderful, beautiful speeches, and they try and deceive the people with their oratory skills. And Zukhrufa, such beautiful talks, all lies, you must remember. You can see in South Africa and other countries how they fool the masses, because the masses are asses, you must remember that. So that is what all Almighty Allah is warning us about. They don't get fooled and duped and deceived with their beautiful rhetoric and promises, all that are hollow promises, and we should be above that. We have seen their history, we know their geography, and remember, Almighty Allah is warning us that Satan, Shaitan, you will get in different forms. Go and read the Noble Quran, chapter 6, Surah An'am, and you will find Shayateen al-Insi wal-Jinni yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhrufal qawli hurura. Chapter 6, verse 112, the beginning of the 8 Jews, the 8 Supara, and they all, Almighty Allah is warning us of this Shaitan. وَعَنِئْبُدُونِي So إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ Satan, Lucifer is your open manifest enemy. So what must you do, O human being, and especially the believer, the true Muslim? وَعَنِئْبُدُونِي You worship me alone. Every rakat, every salat, every namaz, every unit of our prayer we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعَبُدُ Only you do we worship, O Almighty Allah. Only in front of you will we bow down. Only in front of you will we prostrate. We do not prostrate and bow down to anybody, any creation, dead or alive. Remember that. That is Tawheed. That is monotheism. Therefore, in our Salatul Janazah, in our prayer, funeral prayer for the deceased, the mayit, the deceased, is in front of the imam. Then the imam, the leader, and then the congregation. There is no ruku, there is no sujood, there is no bowing down and prostrating. Because bowing down, prostrating is solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hada siratul mustaqim. That is the straight path. This is the straight path. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us on the straight path. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Oh beloved Allah, guide us to the right path, the straight path, and not the path of the enemies, the Jutlas and the Jews, and the Christians, and the Hindus, and idol worshippers, and the Buddhists, and whoever else. Kuffar, Shias, and Qadianis, Almighty Allah, protect us from all those evil groups who are trying to steal and snatch our Iman away. Allah, make easy, make our Khatima ending on Iman. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, is the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, 1446. And runs the genocide by the Jutlas and Americans and Europeans and NATO, all of them accomplished in these crimes here, day number 285. 1,800 Jutlas Jews dead, 120 kidnapped, and you, Bibi Netanyahu, you are responsible, you are to blame. Who said all this? The Jews are telling Netanyahu and his government, right-wing terrorist government, that you are responsible for all this mess and you have disgraced Israel throughout the world, made them a pariah state. Nobody wants to meet you, invite you, and you are an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. What Hitler did was right to a great extent. What Hamas did is 100% correct. We agree with Hamas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And the Jutlas are saying 1,800 dead. So remember, we say you made a mistake. You should have said 10,800 dead. You missed out 10 there. If the Jutlas have not lost so many people, for what they're announcing, you must remember, they need 10,000 people immediately in the army. For what they're announcing to the world, to America and Europe and all their allies and so forth, we're running out of tanks, we're running out of ammunition and so forth and so on. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We thank and praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala alone, that yesterday also 5 Jutlas were dispatched straight to hell. Many others are in transit, and remember, they'll be going to hell very soon, will be roasted and toasted. We have no empathy, sympathy for them. So the people are blaming Israel for Trump's assassination. You see that? So remember, you see in their press, Some people are blaming Israel. They said, you and your agents are behind this, because the guy who pulled the trigger was a Jew. So we must remember Mr. Crooks and what a crook he turned out to be. He even missed the full year of Trump, and what big ears he got. You see that? So remember, so he just made an extra hole in Trump's ear. So Trump is going to address his people, and then he will tell them, lend me your ear. How's that one? Lend me your ear. That is what the harami, the moron, Trump will speak about, making another storm. Nikki Haley, she is the Indian. So now she just made herself a little bit white, put some lipstick and tipstick and so forth. Pakka Indian harami terrorist she is, you must remember that. She was boot licking, you must remember her people. She got humiliated, disgraced, and now she's there giving big, big talks. She say with Trump as the president, we know who, which side is Israel, and we know which side is Hamas. We have made our choice. Our friends are Israel, and our foes are Hamas. You go there, you Nikki Haley harami, and they'll need to put a bullet through you also. And remember all your Israeli sympathizers and so forth. So that is the only lesson you will learn. America, Israel, the biggest terrorists on this earth, the biggest war criminals on this earth, and everything has become manifest today. If you can't see it today, then you must be a blind person or a donkey. And that is what Quran Kareem speaks of the Jews in chapter 62, verse number 5. كَمَا ثَلِي الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are terrible example is just that of a donkey carrying big, big encyclopedias and so forth. Yesterday there in Bangkok Island, 6 Vietnamese people died in a very, very upmarket hotel. And his fire, the people are speculating there was some poisoning involved. So that's a terrible incident, you must remember. But Bangkok is another mixed up place, you must remember that. So Thailand have announced that 93 countries can visit Thailand, Bangkok and so forth. And you do not require a visa. So one of those 93 countries is South Africa. So those of you who want to visit Bangkok, I know one South African who's there currently. So you must remember that. So anyway, so you do not require a visa. 8 Pakistanis killed at a military camp, you must remember that, at a military base. And this is again, you must remember that, because the Pakistani army, instead of being such, they're just looking after their borders and so forth and so on, they will poke their ugly noses in the politics and so forth. So people, wherever they get the chance, will eliminate them. And remember what Kashmir, also a hot potato. So sometimes the Indians will kill them, sometimes they will kill the Indians, and that all goes on at the border as well. Listen to the deputy president of, you understand, the Republican Party. You see, the guy who's the candidate, the nominee, is Trump. And then his deputy, who he appointed, is Vance, Jay Vance. So the Jay Vance is a harami also. He said, first thing we must do when we get into power, we must wage a war against Iran. These are the people. War is big business. Remember that these are just puppets in front. Whether it is Biden, whether it is Kamala, whether it is Trump, whether it is Vance, they just, you understand, morons. And just actors in front. The people at the back are the Congress. The people at the back are the warmongers. The people at the back are those who are supplying all the arms and manufacturing it. War is big money. And you must finish up the Palestinians as quick as possible. No one is going to finish them up. You must remember, you haramis, you'll try the now 60-plus countries for 9 months and more, and yet you are not winning, you are losing, as I mentioned yesterday from your Haaretz newspaper. So how are you going to finish them up? You are the ones who are the biggest cowards. You lost, you must remember, against the Taliban, and you are licking your wounds that time also. And here also you are losing. So this is Quwwat-e-Imani. This is the conviction that we fight to the death and no surrender. Allah Jalla Wala will grant us victory. And you Jutras cannot fight. You are cowards, you are haramis, you are mass murderers and baby killers, killers of prophets and messengers, you haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that is what we need to do. Six killed in Oman attack. If you've been to Oman, we've been there with the help and mercy of Allah, Muscat, Salalah, and beautiful place. So because of the Shias and so forth, so therefore some people attacked them, and some Pakistanis, Indians were also there, staying in Oman, they also got killed. So all these are, remember, sad incidents, permanentous. So the Egyptian government thought that, see, Israel is buying of members of Congress. So let us, we also start buying off and making some deals with the members of Congress and the senators and so forth. So Senator Bob Menendez of the Democratic Party was found guilty, and remember, because of bribery from Egypt and the crooked guys from the Pharaoh downwards, Sisi, the Murtad and the Jew. His mother was a Jewess, and he's also a Jew, 100% harami, Murtad, Ghaddar, traitor. So he will be spending several years behind bars. That's what the media is reporting. In Australia, listen to this, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, listen to this. This is so-called human rights. This is so-called democracy. This is so-called modernism. In Australia, the religious schools must employ gay teachers. Religious school, so you have a Christian school, you have a Jewish school, you have a Muslim school. So remember, all of you must unite and tell them, go to hell. We will never adopt this stance here. Get the guy who's gay and he doesn't know where his right and his left and his front and his back. You must remember, Almighty Allah created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, to get married. Remember that. That is the satanic system. Surah 4, verse 119. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Satan, Lucifer said, I will command them. They will change the creation of Allah. They will change the natural system. And look at countries today. They promote homosexuality, promote the gay brigade, promote the lesbian, and all this is shown on your screen and so forth in your houses, and you're still telling me TV and all that is permissible. The satanic things that are being shown and glorified. So therefore, in Islam, the gay business, people who are consenting adults is a death penalty and capital punishment. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's two ahadith come to mind. Uqtul al-fa'iz al-maf'ul. Both parties must be killed, and kill them in public also. It's a deterrent for humanity and posterity. And all these ahadith in Mishkat Sharif. Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. One of the things I fear the most is this ummah will get involved in sodomy. How many husbands are busy sodomizing their wives? I receive so many complaints. How many of our youngsters have become gay? So when they get married, they can't perform because they're a whole day busy with the pornography and the gay movies and what and abnormal lifestyles. So all this, remember, are the satanic influences. Allah alone protect us. Allahumma hassin farji. Ya Allah, protect our private parts, Ya Allah. Another debate between Trump and Biden, because Trump knows he's got the sympathy of the American people. So he is on the crest of the wave. So he challenges Biden, come on, I want to debate with you now in July or August. So the Biden camp refused because they know what a mess Biden made, and said, no, we agreed initially that the next debate will be in September. So Biden is on the back foot. His own party wants him to resign because he's a moron. And remember, he's become senile and so forth. And he is urinating, defecating in his own trousers and underpants and so forth. So that is what the Biden story is. Unrest in Nairobi, Kenya, again, big problems there for Ruto. So Ruto is seeing roots, you must remember, daytime and nighttime. So Musk, you saw Elon Musk, is born in South Africa, became a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire. He is supporting Donald Trump. Do you know how much he's going to give in? He's going to give Trump's campaign $45 million per month so that he must come into the White House. You tell me that all this is not cookery and bribery. You come in through the back door. So therefore, that is why America, capitalist country, and remember, they got no time for people who are poor and so forth and so on. I've been there twice. Even A, by the garages, calling stations, they will not sell, give you free of charge. $0.25, $0.50, $1. If today we go to a filling station, garage, petrol, and you know petrol is going up again in August, courtesy of ANC, courtesy of the GNU, Government of National Unity, we'll speak of them just now. So you must remember that we will tell the guy, are you crazy? Our whole life we just say, Gwalisa. And we say, fill up the diesel, fill up the petrol. And we say, Fagalamoya. Just put the air. We never ever pay it. But America and that, they just want to fleece the people and give money to the rogue regime of Israel. Biden says that regarding Trump, what he said, the bullseye, so you must attack him in the bullseye, was a terrible mistake and so forth. So nobody did attack him bullseye. They made it bull's ear. And they nearly knocked his ear off, you must remember that. We got no sympathy for these morons here. See, all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has taught us in Surah 5, verse 82, the ending of the six supara, six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies or Muslims will be the Jews and the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. We never ever said every Jew. We never ever said every Hindu. But you just have to look at the rogue regimes of Israel and India and apartheid. So how many mosques and masajid they have demolished already in Israel? And you must remember there in India, Monday they demolished certain aspects and parts of the masjid and mosque also. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala decimate and destroy these real terrorists, the Hindus of India who are killing and harming Muslims, and the Jutlas who are harming Muslims in any part of the world. So we need to be very, very clear on these type of things then. So, in South Africa, local news, can you believe this? 34 billion rand will go in salaries. To who? To, you see, when we were in school in the 60s, we heard of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. Now we got Alibaba and the 400 groups sitting in parliament. What salaries, what perks, what free tickets, all that. You think they're fighting to get into parliament for me and you? You must be a clown and an idiot. They're all Muslim, non-Muslim, whole lot, you must remember, are just there to fill their pockets and to fill their families' pockets. That is what they are there for. The water officials were robbed in Lens. Can you believe this? Our beloved Lens, so where we are, so you must remember, they came to check and all that. So the crooks robbed them also. That is our South Africa, because our ministers are good for nothing, incompetent, and your constitution is not worth the paper on which is written human rights. Your human rights minus divine rights is a recipe for disaster. Inshallah, Aziz, today's programs, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Farhan Karani with Mona Zahid Khan, 11 to 12, inshallah, the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today we will discuss, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 140, inshallah, Aziz. And inshallah, we will be back. So inshallah, after this program, then Fajr Salat. And then inshallah, we have early flight. Inshallah, then we go back to Johannesburg. Jazakallah khairan to all the trustees, all the imams, all the brothers, our Muhammad Salim Asmal especially, that he went out of his way, mashallah, to make our life very, very easy. So we thank all the brothers, sisters, children here. Wonderful trip. The weather was excellent, mashallah, Aziz here in Durban. That's one thing we're going to miss there in Johannesburg and surrounding. And Allah Ta'ala reward you, Maha Salim Kareem. We all make dua for our Junaid Mota. Inshallah, we have 17, 18 minutes left for 6 o'clock. So let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I am a mother who needs help.
My daughter is only 20 years old. She has a boyfriend that's Christian. Mufti Sahab, I want to know, we are going to meet this boy. I want him to accept the Deen of Islam. How do we approach this issue? Because I do not want to lose my daughter in the hands of a non-Muslim. Please advise.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every Muslim believes in the noble Quran and Sunnah Mubarakah, what all Mighty Allah's messages directly in the noble Quran and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching, preaching. So let us see what the Quran Kareem teaches us. Surah chapter 60, Surah Mumtahina, verse number 10. La hunna hillu lahum. They, the non-Muslim men, are not permissible for the Muslim lady. So the Muslim lady is not permissible for the non-Muslim men, irrespective of who they are, Jews, Christians, whatever. Wallahum yahilluna lahun. So both ways Allah mentioned it, so there must be no doubt in people's mind. The Muslim lady cannot marry any non-Muslim male, and the non-Muslim male cannot marry. Now you say you are worried about it. But mother, with due respect to you, I don't know if the father is alive or not, but to the parents, you give your daughters, your sons, so much freedom, so much money. We send them to the university, we send them to the college, we send them to high school, and then they have to wear this attire, that attire, and then they become easy prey. And if that person tell you, Tom, Dick, and Harry, okay, I'll embrace Islam. Marriage of convenience, you will use your daughter, and thereafter, 1 month, 6 months, he'll say, no, I don't like Islam, what you gonna do? So my advice to you, just cut everything off. Tell your daughter that she must block him and have nothing to do with him. In Islam, wala taqrabu zina. Already the zina started, the fornication started. How? When she was dating, smooching, kissing him. So that are already, you must remember, the stepping stone to zina, to fornication. And Quran says, wala taqrabu zina. Do not even approach zina, fornication, and adultery. Innahu kana fahisha. It is something that is obscene, indecent, wasa asabila, a terrible, horrible path. But today, there's Muslim Ummah. They want to, you must remember, that undermine all these things. They say, no, now we're living in New South Africa, and you know how it is nowadays. Human nature will never change. The Quran Sharif is for all times and all places. Go open Mother, Surah 17, Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse number 32. Go open chapter 66. This first verse is in 15 Supara. Wala taqrabu zina. Chapter 17, verse 32. You, the parents of your daughters, of your sons, and they gone haywire, they gone mixed up. We should be looking at ourselves. How good parents are we? Are we good parents, or we are an asset to them or a liability to our children, grandchildren? Surah number 66, verse number 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, save yourself, save your children, your grandchildren and family from the fire. So therefore make dua. My advice as a mother, you ask me, I'm giving you an answer as a mother. Tell your daughter, you will never give your blessings, and remember that you're not going to meet them, and she must block him, finish and go. And remember, if she wants to run away and threaten you with all that, tell her there's the door and you get out forever. So that is sometime you have to use the stick and carrot approach.
Mufti Sahab, what is a man's duty towards his wife and children? Because my sister has been supporting herself and her two children for 20 years. The husband was involved in haram. Now he insists that she must treat him as a husband or she will go to hell. Please advise.
She will go to hell and he won't go to hell. So you must remember, these are the husbands who are parasites. You must remember that. They will be busy with wine, dine, and swine. They will have illicit affairs and relationship. and then suddenly they want to become a new leaf on Ashura, or some Ramadan, or some big night, some great auspicious occasion, and then they will tell the wife that, you know what, you must listen to me, and so forth. So what about the 20 years payment you have to pay your wife? What about all the expenses she spent her time and all that with the children? When are you going to pay back all that, brother? So you are a nimak haram. In our language, what we call, you're a nimak haram. You are a person who's ungrateful, unthankful. You should be asking your wife for forgiveness. You should be asking your children for forgiveness, that you are a terrible husband and a horrible father. Now you still got the audacity to go and threaten them and so forth and so on. You're totally wrong, brother. You got the wrong end of the stick and the wrong end of the miswak. Today is the Mubarak day of Ashura. Use your common sense, although common sense is no more common. Go to your wife and tell her, oh honey, oh darling, me, I was a terrible husband. But I ask you, I ask Allah for forgiveness. I ask you for forgiveness. Please give me another chance. And I will start repaying you for whatever you have done, for the house, for yourself, for your children. All that. That should be your starting point. Not come and demand respect and all that. Mufatiya you are. That's what you are. And just want freebies and so forth.
Mufti Saab, can a lady take part in a war? Example, if there's a war in South Africa, can she become a soldier in the army?
And then who she's going to shoot? Shoot herself. So you can't hold a water pistol properly and you're going to take part in the war. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, Ya Rasulullah, we also want to participate in war and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, jihad kunna al-hajj. Your jihad is hajj, ay wala qitala fi. There is no fighting and combat and so forth. Till this ummah does not read 5 times salat, the men daily in the masjid, and the women remember at home on time, till then don't speak about jihad and so forth. The biggest jihad at all times, all places, which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Mujahidu man jahada nafsa. The true Mujahid is the one who suppresses his desires. At all times, all places, this Ummah, like the Arab regimes, remember who are now drowning in their luxuries and so forth and so on, and we don't even have time for the people 2 million there in Gaza who are suffering the genocide, the massacres by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime supported by America, supported by India, Europe and NATO and so many other countries. So remember, when you speak of jihad, shame on you. Did you read Fajr Salat this whole week on time? Did you read Fajr Salat, remember, with Jamaat in the masjid, if you're a Muqeem and you're at home? If you're Musafir and all that, then circumstances will change. You are very old and sickly, circumstances will change. But a normal person, so we can't do that, and we want to speak of jihad. So we need to get our priorities right. The first jihad is the authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Al-Mujahidu man jahada nafsahu. Only that person will be the true Mujahid, and person participating in jihad who suppresses his own strengths and desires.
Mufti Saab, Ashura Mubarak to you and your family. Please make dua for me that my parents will get happy to meet my fiancé, inshallah, next week. And the end of August, we will be making nikah. And make dua that Allah Ta'ala accept him as their son-in-law as soon as possible.
If both parties are belonging to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there's no hanky-panky business, so then it's good. But the way the question is posed, remember, dal mein kuch kala hai, you understand? There's no smoke without fire. You say that now that my parents must accept my the boy who's going to come there and so forth and so on. So it means between you and him, there's contact on the cell phone, or maybe you'll even met at the malls and where have you. Maybe there was some kissing and smooching and a lot of other things going on, going maybe to cinemas and so forth. So sister, you must remember, brother, you must remember, In haram things, there can never be barakah and blessing. Always the consequences will turn against you, sooner or later. So first and foremost, my advice to you, Beti, you say I must make dua for you, we'll make dua. But you must listen to the advices we're giving you. Ad-deen wa an-nasiha. What is Islam? Islam is sincere advice. To everyone, we must give sincere advice. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Muslim Sharif. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to give sincere advice. So my sincere advice to you, Beti, daughter, will be, go to your mother and speak the truth. Tell her everything, not half-truth and half-lies. Then go to your father and tell him everything. And then, inshallah, they will accept this person, the shooter or the shooter, we don't know what he will be. And in that way, ask Allah, don't say, Allah, I want to get married in August and so forth. Say, Allah, I'll get married to this person, in kana fihi khaira. If it's good for me in this world, if it's good for me in the year after. Today is Wednesday, today is Ashura. So between Zuhur and Asr, duas are accepted. So read 2 rakat extra, read 1 surah Yasin, to raise your hands, go into sujood in sajda, and out of salat, and cry to Allah, your life is khair, then let us get married, and goodness for us and for the future. And read surah 25, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us our spouses and children and progeny, that the anko ke tandak ban jai, the coolness of the eyes. When you look at your wife, she brings joy to you. After 20, 40, 50, 50, 60 years also of marriage, when you, wife, look at your husband, then he's joyful for you. You embrace one another. It's not only the bodies meet, but the hearts are still meeting. They each, you must remember, unity in thought. Both of you are going in the same direction. So that is what Islam teaches us. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, bring ulfa, mahabba, mawadda, true love within our hearts, Ya Allah. Sometimes it's misunderstanding. Allahumma aslih dhata baynina. Ya Allah, bring about reconciliation within us. That is our Islam. Our message is the best, and we want to share it with the rest.
Mufti Sahib, give us some of the fazilat of Hadrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Excellent question. Yesterday I was in Stengel. Whenever we go to Stengel, Padubuza. They said we must make a masjid there. Allah alone knows best. We don't know all these terms. And I made a joke there yesterday in Shakaskaral. I read Maghrib Salat there. Our Maulana Ismail Manga, mashallah, he studied in Karachi. So we were studying there. He was in the ending of his career studies and we were in the starting. So then I said, first we visit King Shakaskaral and then we go to Shaka Airport. You see that? So then I explained to them yesterday there that look at the political scenario, then you will understand. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best and the most precious and beloved to Allah. The 11th year of the Hijrah, demise takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, 13th year. Sayyidina Umar Farooq, the ending of the 23rd year. First of Muharram. And the 24th year, Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu, becomes the Khalifa. End of the year 35. Remember, Sayyidina Usman is Shaheed. Then Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, becomes the Khalifa. But he moves the capital to Kufa and to Iraq and so forth because of the turmoil in Medina Munawwara. And then on 17th Ramadan, 40th year, remember, he becomes Shaheed. And thereafter, his beloved son, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, becomes the Khalifa for 6-7 months. Then the time starts of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Why? Because the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. One day he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Inna bani hada sayyidun." That that this grandson of mine is a Sayyid. Remember, the Master alayhi salam used the word Sayyid, never used the word Imam. That Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. I'm not suggesting it's not permissible, it's permissible. You say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, but the best words to use for them, the beloved Nawasa, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is, you must remember, Sayyid. Inna ibn Hada Sayyidun, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, hadith in Tirmidhi, Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida, Shabab Ahlil Jannah, they will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So what will this grandson of mine do? لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in the rank and file of the Ummah. So he resigned after 6-7 months. He left Iraq. He went to Damascus, spoke to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu warda, and said, you must be the Khalifa. There were other great Sahaba, but for political reasons, remember, it's best you become the Khalifa. And he accepted Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, every Sahabi who was there. They took the oath of allegiance on the hands of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And this was the year 41 after Hijrah, known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity. One Khalifa, one unity, one ruler, and so forth. Then on the 22nd of Rajab, the year 60, so remember that he passes away. So what are, you must, the virtues of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? Let me give you some virtues. Number one, he is Sahabi and Rasul. Once you are companion of the Master, alayhi salam, Allah has promised you Jannah. وَقُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. That Almighty Allah says in chapter 57, verse 10, for every Sahabi, companion, student of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, is Husna, is Jannat al-Firdaus and Paradise. Open Muslim Sharif, he is Katib al-Wahi. That when Wahi was being revealed, he was one of them that would write down the Wahi and revelation. Go open the books on Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and see what is written, that you will find Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him and so forth. So you must remember that Allah Ta'ala must give him hikmah and wisdom and so forth and so on. In Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, somebody came to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and said that this Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is reading one rakat witr. He said, da'hu, you don't worry about him, leave him. فَإِنَّهُ فَقِيهٌ. He's a great, great Judas. He ruled this Ummah. The longest reign in among the Sahaba was Amir Muawiyah. 19.5 years, almost 20 years. Nobody ruled for such a long period. Any Shia, any Shaitan would come and make nonsense, he would sort them out immediately. So that is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The question on today, the day of Ashura, we should be asking, Man qatala al-Husayn? Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda? Go ask Sayyidina Hussein himself when you meet him. Then Sayyidina Hussein will tell you, I picked up my Mubarak hands with the A'ala Shi'atihi, and he cursed the Shi'as. And the Sheikh Mufid wrote in his book Al-Irshad, Shia book, with Sayyidina Hussein, when he was Sayyidina Hussein, before his martyrdom, cursed the Shias. Go ask Sayyidina Hussein's beloved son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, that who martyred and murdered his beloved father? He will tell you it's a Kufar Shia. Go open the book Ihtijaj by Tabrasi, and you will find it there. Go ask Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, beloved Ladli and daughter, Fatima Asura, when she saw what happened, she said, تَقَدْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ تَبَّلْ لَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala decimate, destroy you. Allah Ta'ala's curse be upon you. You murdered my father and my grandfather. Tabrasi writes in Ihtijaj that, remember, that they read poetry. What they said, I'll end on this. قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid. We used the swords and the spears made in India. Shia, the pakka kuffar, Allah's curse be upon them. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.